I'm looking at the book Remnants of a Life on Paper, A Mother and Daughter's Struggle with Borderline Personality Disorder. It's written by Bea Tusiani. She joins us as well as Dr. Frank Yeomans to talk about this condition and a little bit about the Bea's daughter as well. Dr. Yeomans, can you give us, what is the definition? How do you describe borderline personality disorder?
It's an important thing to understand because it's very common and not recognized. Between 14 and 18 million Americans are believed to suffer from it, and 10% of them end their life in suicide. So to understand it, you can think of four areas of disturbance. The first is the emotional area. People go through life with extreme, intense, and rapidly shifting emotions, and life is like an emotional roller coaster you can't get off. Second, relationships with others are stormy, chaotic, and full of conflict. Third, there are destructive behaviors that are the most dramatic manifestation of the underlying emotional distress. People cut themselves, they overdose, they might burn themselves or have substance abuse or eating disorders, and sometimes dangerous sexual promiscuity. You read about these things in the paper, you often don't realize there's a borderline personality disorder underneath it. And the final area of disturbance is the person doesn't have a clear sense of who they are in the world, so life is very confusing to them.
As with any mental illness, it's sometimes hard to treat. What are recommended treatments for something like this?
It's the only treatment for which the American Psychiatric Association recommends dual treatment, that is, therapy plus medication. A lot of psychiatric conditions these days can be treated with medication. Here, you need therapy in addition. There are a number of specialized therapies that have been developed that can be very effective. They're described on a website called bpdresourcecenter.org. Very important for anyone who is concerned that they or someone they know have this disorder, seek out information on that website.
Well, one place for information, first-hand account, is the book Remnants of a Life on Paper. Bea, could you tell me a little bit about your daughter and what drove you to kind of put this into a book like this?
Oh, yes. My daughter had a major nervous breakdown when she was in college, and they were treating her for depression, but the medication for depression wasn't working, and suddenly she started cutting herself, burning herself, starving, and trying to overdose, and she was given a personality profile test, and it turned out that she tested positive for borderline personality disorder. I had not seen it coming, but once that diagnosis was made, I looked back and I saw that there were signs all along when Pamela was growing up as an adolescent and on, where she suffered from low self-esteem. She worried incessantly about what people thought about her. She was very anxious when she attended social events. And of course, this was balanced by normal behaviors, like singing in the shower. So I thought it was just a stage she'd grow out of. But apparently she swallowed a lot of very silent sufferings that exploded into this major breakdown.
Obviously, your life changed after that diagnosis, and what continued on there after that. What made you decide to go ahead and kind of take your experience and put it into a form, book form, that other people then can kind of learn from or understand, or at least get to know your daughter?
Well, Pamela didn't understand what was happening to her. She kept diaries for the 3 years she was being treated at treatment facilities. And it gives a blow-by-blow account of what was happening in her mind. She said, "There I stood in a hole deep in the ground. Did I dig it or just get in? Did I fall into it or did someone else dig it and push me in?" I'm a writer, so I took notes at the same time that Pamela was going through this crisis and showed how I coped with her impulsive behaviors. Together with my other daughter, Paula, we co-authored Remnants of a Life on Paper, which provides a side-by-side account of how a sick child and a powerless mother coped with experiences we never could have dreamed of.
Did you ever at some point feel that you did have power, or have you gained power now? What's the sense that you feel like
about
that?
Well, it's interesting because when you have a child with a mental illness, they tell the parents to stand back, you could be part of the problem. So you feel very powerless, and yet your child depends on you to be their advocate through every step of the way. So at this point, do I feel powerful? I feel, no, I don't feel powerful. I just feel relieved that finally Pamela was able to express herself and tell the world that no matter how much she struggled, it wasn't good enough. Something wrong was happening in her head. She didn't have the strength to overcome it.
We're talking today with Bea Tousiani and also Dr. Frank Yeomans about the book Remnants of a Life on Paper, A Mother and Daughter's Struggle with Borderline Personality Disorder. Doctor, do treatments, are they still being looked at, mental illness and how we treat somebody with what's going on inside of them changing over time? Progressing in that regard, or is it still one of those unknown frontiers for most of us?
Well, we're learning a lot these days, so we know more about what the problems are in the brain. There's a sort of emotional hyperreactivity. A stimulus will lead to an excessive reaction. That, in turn, leads to confused thinking. So with research and treatment studies, we're getting a handle on it. This is something that's relatively new, but it's really important for anyone who's concerned that they or someone they know might have this, get the proper information. It's not something a general therapist is skilled to treat. You need a specialist.
How difficult was it be for you to find someone who knew what to do or you trusted? Or after going through that experience, what advice do you have for somebody who might be, you know, looking for the help for their child or
their
loved one?
It was very difficult for us to find the proper help. And after Pamela passed away, in her memory, we founded the Borderline Personality Disorder Resource Center at New York Presbyterian Hospital in White Plains, where we provide services for clinicians and agencies and the general public to find referrals for themselves and for others. And basically, my wish is that parents would understand that personality disorders exist and they start at a young age. Trust your instincts. If you see something that seems awkward or makes you uncomfortable about your child, get them evaluated by a professional.
Doctor, do they, I guess, get triggered by something? Is there a point, as we mentioned, Pamela, college, that age group, is that puberty age? Is that where stuff like this seems to kind of come to its fruition at that point?
That's a good question. Very often it's related to puberty or later on at the point in time when the young person transitions out of the home. Sometimes the structure of the family life helps contain things, but when the person goes out to college, as in Pamela's case, there's less structure, there's less ability to be reassured by the environment, and the condition can explode.
Again, the book is called Remnants of a Life on Paper, A Mother and Daughter Struggle with Borderline Personality Disorder. Our guests today, Bea Tousiani and also Dr. Frank Yeomans. Again, if people want to find out more about the book as well as about the organization behind this, what can they do?
Remnantsofalife.com is the website for the book, and it's available exclusively at Amazon.com.
And once again, the Borderline Personality Disorder Resource Center, bpdresourcecenter.org, has a whole range of information for the public and for professionals.
Again, it's Remnants of a Life on Paper. Our guest today, Bea Tousiani, and also Dr. Frank Yeomans. Thank you for sharing this story. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you.